now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm joined by Wetmore head coach, Miles Hanselcheck. How you doing, Coach?
Good. How you been?
I'm doing great, man. It's great to talk to you for the first time here in 2022. Get to talk with you every single week right here on Locker Room Chat, talking about your team last year in 8-man. Now you're in 6-man. Tell us about kind of the move that's been from 8-man to 6-man.
Our reason was our numbers keep going down, and I think we played 3 games last year with 8 people on 8-man. We just decided there was a chance that we could play 6-man now that it's sanctioned by Geisha, and we decided to make the move. We're all really excited about it. Puts us in a different district with more schools like us, small. And we thought it was a good move. So.
And right before we started the interview, you talked about how you've been watching some 6-man football. Tell us about what you've kind of seen with that.
Yeah, YouTube's full of everything nowadays. so that was my school for the whole all summer long was watching a lot of film for 6-man. A lot of it's in Texas, a lot in Wyoming and Nebraska. I don't know. What I took away from it was, Texas is more smash mouth football. They're still running it up the gut, some sweeps. Whereas out in Nebraska, they like to spread everybody out, wide receivers. That takes two of your defenders out of play, kind of. They pass the ball up there a lot more. It's a fast game. It's, I keep telling the boys, we kind of have to treat it like basketball. If they score on us, we just can't get that upset, but we have to come back and answer. So that's kind of how we're going into it.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll have more with Coach Hanselcheck coming up in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Wetmore head coach Miles Hanselcheck, and we're talking about this week one matchup you guys have at Southern Cloud. What do you know about that team?
Not a whole lot. We played them last year in 8-man. That was our last game. That was our only win. I know they were pretty banged up from the season. I think they played with 8 or 9 people against us. But we had a really good game. Things were clicking. Too bad it was the last game of the year. So I don't know. That's the thing about this year. Everybody that's switching over to 6-man, you really can't. You don't know what anybody's going to do. Everybody's going about it differently, I think. So, there's no film, there's no nothing. Thankfully, it's not a district game. Not that it doesn't count. I plan on going out there and getting a win. But if for some reason we don't, it's a good practice game to get ready for a district play since this is a brand new game. So.
Yeah, I suppose that's kind of the nature of the beast with 6-man. There's probably not going to be 2 teams that are exactly alike. And speaking about your team now, we look at your guys' offense, and at quarterback, you guys are going with Kyler Womack. Tell us about him.
Kyler was a great running back for us last year. He played defensive end for us. He is a tough kid, solid, plays the game very well. I made a decision. We had it set up earlier with a smaller kid, but all the research I've done, you like to have a really good blocker at quarterback because a lot of times he is the lead blocker. So I decided to move him over there. He played a little bit of quarterback for us last year in a few plays. Him and Dirk Hanselcheck, they will be sharing probably every position on the field, honestly. Those two are going to be fun to watch this year. They work well together. They play even better together. They're both very passionate about the game. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. So I'm going to move. Dirk's going to be running back. He's a little bit quicker than Kyler. And with Kyler as a lead blocker, we ought to be able to do some pretty neat stuff. So, yeah, so those are two of the main. We have a really good squad this year. We have 6 seniors, believe it or not. That's a blessing. I don't know if there's another 6-man school out there that's got that. So we have some experience, a lot of good underclassmen too coming up. We picked up a senior this year that didn't play last year. He was concentrating on basketball last year, but he's 6'3", can run, can catch. Jacob Carls is his name. He's going to be a big asset to this team also as a wide receiver. So since it is a fast game with a lot of passes, I think he's going to have a lot of touches.
Yeah, and I love the quote that you have here for in terms of your guys' shift from 8 to 6 man. You just said it's still just football in my eyes, and I just really love that. And Coach, best of luck to you this weekend and every single week as we get to talk about some football every single week here on Locker Room Chat. Appreciate your time. That was Wetmore head coach Miles Hanzelcheck here on Locker Room Chat on 92.1 FM KMZA.